A reading from the book of Tobit. When the angel Raphael and Tobiah entered Madiah and were standing close to Epitiah, Raphael told the boy, "Tobiah, my brother," he replied, and he replied, "Here I am." He said, "Tonight we must stay with Raguel, who is the relative of yours. He has a daughter named Sarah." So he brought him to the house of Raguel, who then found seat by his courtyard gate. They greeted him first, and he said to them, "Greetings to you too, brothers. Good health to you and welcome." And he brought them into his home. Raguel slaughtered a ram from the flock and gave them a cordial reception. When they had bathed and reclined to eat, Tobiah said to Raphael, "Brother Azariah, ask Raguel to let me marry my kinswoman Sarah." Raguel overheard the words, and he said to the boy, "Eat and drink and be merry tonight, for no one is more entitled to marry my daughter Sarah than you, brother. Besides, not even I have the right to give her to anyone but you, because you are my closest relative. But I will explain the situation to you very frankly. I have given her to marriage to 7 men, all of whom were kinsmen of ours, and all died on the very night they approached her. But now, son, eat and drink. I am sure the Lord will look after you both." Tobiah answered, "I will eat or drink nothing until you set aside what belongs to me." Raguel said to him, "I will do it. She is yours according to the decree of the book of Moses. Your marriage to her has been decided in heaven. Take your kinswoman. From now on, you are her love, and she is your beloved. She is yours today and ever after. And tonight, son, may the Lord of heaven prosper you both. May he grant you mercy and peace." Then Raguel called his daughter Sarah, and she came to him. He took her by the hand and gave her to Tobiah with the words, "Take her according to the law, according to the decree written in the book of Moses. She is your wife. Take her and bring her back safely to your father. And may the God of heaven grant both of you peace and prosperity." Raguel then called Sarah's mother and told her to bring a scroll so that he might draw up a marriage contract stating that he gave Sarah to Tobiah as his wife according to the decree of the Mosaic law. His mother brought the scroll, and Raguel drew up the contract to which they affixed their seals. Afterwards, they began to eat and drink. Later, Raguel called his wife, Edna, and said, "My love, prepare the other bedroom and bring the girl there." She went and made the bed in the room as she was told and brought the girl there. After she had cried over her, she wiped away the tears and said, "Be brave, my daughter. May the Lord grant you joy in place of your grief. Courage, my daughter." Then she left. When the girl's parents left the bedroom and closed the door behind them, Tobiah arose from bed and said to his wife, "My love, get up. Let us pray and beg our Lord to have mercy on us and to grant us deliverance." She got up and they started to pray and beg that deliverance might be theirs. And they began to say, "Blessed are you, O God of our fathers. Praise be your name forever and ever. Let the heavens and all your creation praise you forever. You made Adam, and you gave him his wife Eve to be his help and support. And from these two, the whole human race descended. You said, 'It's not good for the man to be alone. Let us make him a partner like himself.' Now, Lord, you know that I take this wife of mine not because of lust, but for a noble purpose. Call down your mercy on me and on her, and allow us to live together to a happy old age." They said together, "Amen, amen," and went to bed for the night. The word of the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Blessed are you who fear the Lord, who walk in his ways. You shall eat the fruit of your handiwork. Blessed shall you be and favored. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the recesses of your home, your children like olive plants around your table. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. Behold, thus is the man blessed who fears the Lord. The Lord bless you from Zion. May you see the prosperity of Jerusalem all the days of your life. Blessed are those who fear the Lord. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Mark. One of the scribes came to Jesus and asked him, "Which is the first of all the commandments?" And Jesus replied, "The first is this: Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is Lord alone. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. The second is this: You shall love your neighbor as yourself. There are no other commandments greater than these." The scribe said to them, "Well said, teacher. You are right in saying he is the one and there is no other than he, and to love him with all your heart, with all your understanding, with all your strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself is worth more than all burnt offerings and sacrifices." And when Jesus saw that he answered with understanding, he said to him, "You art far from the kingdom of God." No one dared to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord. So, of course, I always love when people choose the first reading as their reading for their wedding because, again, if you've been listening the last couple days, Sarah, she got married 7 times, and every time on the honeymoon they went to get intimate, the guy was struck dead. So she never was intimate with any of her husbands, and the demon struck them all dead. So Tobias says, before they are intimate sexually with each other, he says, "Oh, we should pray." You know, it's a good thing to invite God into every part of your life, every part of your life, and they did, and God blessed them. And then when we put God in front of, and first and part of every part of our life, that's when we're starting to live the commandments. And when Jesus is asked explicitly, what's the first commandment? Love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And then Jesus, without even being asked, says the second is like it. Love your neighbor. And again, so he says everything, all the commandments are based on this. And if we could just sit there and remind ourselves of this, there is no commandment greater than these, to love God and to love others. Period. It's on our bulletin, to love God and love others. Period. If we could focus on this instead of all the other garbage we get focused on, we would be much better people, because we'd be people who do what God wants instead of what we want and we think what's right. Let's get over what we think is right and start listening to what God tells us. Love him above all and love others. Keep it simple. And we'll be saints. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.